For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, and we give you glory today. We come to study the Word of God, Lord, and invite you to have your way. Lord, we thank you for the presence of the Lord here with us today, and please help us to focus on the Word of God and concentrate on the Word of God and listen to the Holy Ghost to hear what you are saying to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're looking at By Faith We Stand. So let's have a look and see what the Word of God says about this. By faith we stand. So firstly, let's have a look in Romans 11, verse 20. Romans 11 and verse 20. The scripture says, well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. So that's talking about the fear of the Lord there. So it shows the difference between what unbelief brings and what God requires us to do as Christians. So God expects and commands of us to believe him, to believe him. He says that we should believe that he is God and he is able to do the things that he has promised us. So unbelief, to take a position of unbelief means that we are shutting ourselves off from God and what he can do, because he gives us the choice to believe. So the scripture says, because of unbelief, they were broken off. They were broken off because they chose not to believe him. So they're not believing God, but believing the devil. And, you know, the devil is a liar. So believing lies. Believing lies. And that leads to going out of the will of God. So that's where unbelief leads. But the Lord expects that we stand by faith. We stand as Christians. We stand in the world. And we stand on the promises of God by faith. Faith is a substance that God has put into our hearts. He's put into the hearts of every believer this substance called faith. Faith is a force. And it's a powerful force. Faith is the force that takes hold of the promises of God and holds on to those promises. It's believing God's at his word, believing God's word. It's our believing power. That's what faith is. And faith holds on to those promises until you can see the manifestation of those promises in the natural. So we are called to stand by faith. And in this world, which is a cursed world, there's things in this world, so much opposition, things in this world that are against the Lord, and the trend of the world is not to go in the way of God, but to go against God. That's the trend of the world, is to go against God. Because the Bible calls it this present evil world, and we live in this world. At right now, as Christians here on the planet Earth, we live in the world. So we live in this present evil world. So we have a lot of opposition to doing the will of God and standing in faith. There's a lot of opposition. It's active opposition from the enemy, who is, remember, the enemy is all about stealing, killing and destroying. So he wants to do those things in our life. And the enemy is active and looking for opportunities to do those things to us, steal, kill and destroy, looking for opportunities. But we are called to stand by faith, which means we stand strong in the Lord, stand in the face of opposition by faith, but with our believing power, by the strength of our believing power. But we're not on our own. We're not alone. Jesus is our strength and Jesus is helping us. The Lord is our strength. The scripture says that. The Lord is our strength. So we're not trying to stand on our own, in our own strength. We are standing in the strength that the Lord has given us. And that's how we are called to live. That's how we're called to stand. By faith, right now in this present evil world, we have to exercise our faith to walk in the will of God and see the promises of God come to pass, manifested in our life. So let's look at Romans 12, verse 3. And the scripture says in Romans 12, 3, "For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." This is important to know, that every Christian has been given the measure of faith. You have faith in your heart. You have faith, we have faith in our heart. We have that believing power in our heart. God's, the scripture tells us, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We are called to use that faith. And if you think of it like a spiritual muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Now, Jesus referred to faith in these terms. Some people had no faith. Some people had little faith. Some people had great faith. Now, God's dealt to every man the measure of faith, but what we do with our faith is up to us. The more we use our faith, the more we use our faith to get victories in our life, the more our faith will grow. It's a wonderful thing. It's the more you use it, the stronger it gets, like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. That force of faith. And you have faith in your heart to use, so you can start small. Faith is something that it's a blessing to use your faith every day, and that's how God has called you to live, using your faith every day, and not to think that there's anything too small for the Lord or too big for the Lord, because he's able to manage everything from the small things to the big things. We're called to use our faith on everything. Everything. To stand in faith in this world. And when you stand on faith, you can think of it that you're putting your feet on a rock. Because remember what Jesus said to that story about the parable about where the people are building their house, on the sand or on the rock? The person who is not acting in faith, in unbelief, is putting their house on the sand. And what happens there? The water comes in and washes that away. It's got no foundation. But when you are putting your faith on the Lord, on His word, you are putting yourself on the rock. And the opposition, the water, the waves, the storm, the opposition of the world comes in, but will not shake you or take you off your position of faith and having yourself on the rock, being on the rock. He calls himself the rock. So we have the measure of faith, and it's up to us to use it. So faith resides in our born-again spirit man. That's where it resides, in our born-again spirit man. The born-again spirit man, the part of you that's the core of you, the heart of you, the born-again spirit man is where faith resides, and that's where it comes up. And that's where it'll come from. It'll come out of your mouth. And the way you build it up, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the scripture says. So you build up your faith. This is how you build up your faith. You read the word of God. You hear the word of God. You think on it. You meditate on it. And you make the choice to believe it. So you make that decision to believe the word of God. Make that choice to believe the word of God. And that is faith in operation. That's putting your faith into operation. As you make that choice to believe it, it's going to grow. It grows. It grows. As you choose to believe, your faith grows. So you have what you need to get started on increasing your faith. You have the measure of faith, and you have the water to help it to grow, which is the word of God. So you have what you need to increase your faith and stand in faith. So it resides in our born-again spirit man. Praise the Lord. Have a look in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. And the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 16:13, it says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong." So what does he say? Watch ye. So watch, because, you know, the enemy is sneaky and looking for opportunities to do those things, steal, kill and destroy. The enemy is sneaky and will look for opportunities to get an entry in your life or use somebody to come against you, to try to manipulate circumstances so that they will be dangerous, and that's his agenda, to steal, kill and destroy. So he's going to try to do that in whatever way he can do it, wherever he can get an entry point. That's his agenda, that's his mission, that's what his purpose is. Steal, kill and destroy. That's what he's about, nothing else. So why do we have to watch? We have to watch for these things, the wiles of the devil, the scripture says. Watch ye. Remember, the scripture also says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we're watching for those things. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. So it's obviously important, or God wouldn't have said it to us. Stand fast in the faith. Remember, I've said this before, that it's like you're swimming upstream in a river. You're swimming upstream, and it takes quite a lot of effort to swim upstream. It takes a lot of effort to swim upstream. That's what it's like being a faith person in the present evil world. But if you relax your faith even for a minute, you are going to get washed downstream into unbelief, the way of the world. So stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. Quick, you like men. Be strong, he says. So he's telling us we have to be as soldiers. So quick, you like men, be strong. Be strong. Because we do have an adversary, and this is the present evil world. But within us, we have that force of faith, that powerful force of faith, to bring to pass the promises of God manifested. And also, we have promised to us the victory. So we have to remember that and keep that at the forefront of our thinking, that we have within us the power to bring victory to pass, the victory that God has given us. We have the power within us to bring the victory to pass. If we go over to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Galatians 5 verse 1, which says, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." So what's he saying to us here? He's given us the liberty, which is the word of God, and our freedom and our liberty as Christians, free from the law of sin and death, free from the curse, redeemed from the curse, given the word of truth and life. And remember, the scripture tells us that as we know the word of God, it makes us free. And ye shall know the word. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So you've been given the truth, and as you know it, you walk in it, and it makes you free from the yoke of bondage. So what's he saying to us here? Don't get entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't go back. Don't let yourself be washed downstream and entangled again with the yoke of bondage that he's brought us out of. So stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Stand fast against the enemy. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Stand fast in that liberty, and don't let yourself be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Remember, the devil is sneaky and wily, and we have to watch. We have to watch. We have to be led of the Spirit. As you are led of the Spirit, you will be kept out of trouble. You'll be kept out of harm, danger. You'll be kept on a blessed way, not on the way of bondage. So be led of the Spirit. And stand fast in the liberty. Don't get entangled again with the yoke of bondage by relaxing your faith, letting your faith go, or being deceived, thinking that something is desirable or something is to be had when it's not. Remember that the Lord said that these things on the planet, in the world system, are like wood, hay and stubble. They're going to be burned up. They're of no eternal value. It's the things, the precious things of the Lord which we should need to be esteeming, we should be esteeming, we should be striving for, we should be laying hold of. It's those things, the things of gold and silver, the precious things, the things that he calls good, the things that of God, they are the things that we should be holding on to, not letting ourselves get deceived, thinking we need that when it's not of no eternal value. So we are not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We are not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage that the Lord has delivered us out of. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And let's read verse 24. The scripture says, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith ye stand. So there's the admonition. There's the truth of it. For by faith ye stand. By faith ye stand. Remember that standing on God's promises, standing on God's promises in this present evil world requires faith. Requires faith. That force that you have in your heart will see it done for you. For by grace ye stand. And praise the Lord that he's put people around us, like-minded people, who are helpers of your joy. Helpers of your joy. And it's such a blessing and a benefit when you've got people around you who can build you up in your faith and help you in your faith. It's encouraging and it just helps you to stand. So it's good to seek out those people and partner yourself with them and support, to have support as you stand in faith. So by faith ye stand. And remember, the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your strength. So the more you get into the Word of God, the more encouraged you will be. The more you get into the Word of God, the stronger your faith will grow. So in the face of opposition, the wise thing to do is not to let go, but to get more, hold on more tightly. Hold on more tightly in the face of opposition. Hold on more tightly to the Word of God so you don't get destroyed. So by faith we stand. That faith is a strong thing. Not only will it keep you safe, but it will, as I said, bring you the victory. It will bring you the victory. Remember that we have the victory over the enemy. Jesus said that. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. That's what Jesus said. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So, and remember also that if anything comes against us as a temptation, God has given us the strength to withstand that temptation and not fall prey to that temptation. So if whatever comes against you, know that God has given you the strength to withstand it. So you have the victory. You have the victory. And don't get discouraged over past failures. Don't get discouraged over past setbacks, because the Lord has given you the victory. So you keep going. You keep going. The Lord has given you the victory. So praise the Lord. We stand by faith with the help of the Lord. With the help of the Lord. And he's everything. He's everything. He's all you need. He's everything that you need. Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 17. Let's have a look. Ephesians 6, 10 to 17. Now this shows that what God has given us, he's with us and has given us this valuable thing called the armour of God. Ephesians 6, 10 to 17, as we stand in faith. We're not defenceless, the scripture says. Finally, starting at verse 10 in Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So there it tells you what you're standing against. The wiles of the devil. With his purpose to steal, kill and destroy. So you're able to stand. And what's he given us? The whole armour of God. Armour of God. And verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So remember that it's not the flesh and blood that is really on the mission to steal, kill and destroy the body of Christ. It's the enemy. The principalities, the scripture says, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So what he does is he uses people, and some people are totally given over to the devil and full of hate and full of lust, and they're just completely given over to the devil to various degrees. But remember that with the small g, God of this world is the devil. So our spiritual warfare is not against flesh and blood. Our spiritual warfare is against the enemy, the devil. The scripture says the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Done all to stand. So take the whole armour of God, the Lord says. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. So here are things that the Lord has given us. Truth. The word of God. The Bible says thy word is truth. We have the word. The loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Remember that you are righteous. You have been made right with God through your acceptance of Jesus Christ as your Saviour. And you're changed in a man. You're born again in a man, righteous in nature, changed by the Lord, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, knowing that you've got a mission. And the mission, your feet get you to the place you want to go. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So it's your job to preach the word of God and to do the great commission that the Lord has charged us with. Preach the gospel to every creature. And verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So the shield of faith, and picture that as not a small shield. It's not a small shield. It's a huge shield. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So what does that do? It protects you. It protects you, the shield of faith. So that's why it's so important to make an effort to grow that force of faith in your heart. Faith. Take the shield of faith. It will protect you. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, which that's his job. purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he's interested in. The fiery darts of the wicked. If we let our shield of faith down, gives an opportunity there. So that's where spiritual warfare is waged, right here. Right here, this is the spiritual warfare, right here. It's us standing in faith against the wiles of the devil. That's what it is. And exercising our authority. Exercising our authority as believers and enforcing the victory that we have in the Lord, enforcing the victory, that's what the spiritual warfare is. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The helmet of salvation, you know that you have that knowledge in your heart, in your inner man, that you are a saved person. And not only saved from sin, but all the other benefits of salvation. You're saved from the curse. So the helmet of salvation, it helps to know what your salvation encompasses. The helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, that's the weapon that you use. The weapon that you use against the devil. The sword of the Spirit. And believe me, that will defeat the enemy every time. He cannot stand in victory against that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is the weapon God has given to us to deal that blow of victory to the enemy, towards our enemy. The sword of the Spirit. So that's what you have to use against the enemy. Notice that. That the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, it's not our own thinking that's going to, our own trying to work things out ourselves, our own plans that are going to defeat the enemy. So it's the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. So if you keep the devil in the realm of faith where you use the sword of the Spirit, you will have a victory every time. So use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit. Just keep using the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That the Lord has given us to use. So he's not left us defenseless. We are not defenseless. The armour of God with the sword of the Spirit enables us to stand strongly in faith. It enables us to do that. Remember that you have it. You have it. Take unto you these things. Take unto you these things. Take it up. Take it up. And use it. Take it up and use it. God has given it to us to use in this world. Let's go to Hebrews 10, 38 and 39. Hebrews 10, 38 and 39, which says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." So God has called us, his people, to live by faith. Live by faith. Live by faith. We are not called to backslide into unbelief. We are not called to draw back, to backslide. We are not called to do that. It's a journey where you keep going on the road, forward, forward, toward the celestial city, praise the Lord, as it says in the Pilgrim's Progress. You keep going, you keep going, you keep going. God has no pleasure in the person who draws back because faith pleases God, it says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. So faith pleases God, and we are not to draw back. That gives God no pleasure. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. The soul being your mind, will, and emotions. The soul is something that, because of the onslaught of so much input we have in this present evil world into our minds, is something that has to be renewed day by day. I'm not talking about your spirit. The soul is part of the spirit, but what I'm saying is you don't need to be born again over and over. As that happens to you, you are born again, but your soul, your mind, will, and emotions is something that needs to be renewed and saved from the onslaught of ungodly input into it. So we believe to the saving of the soul. What saves the soul? It's the believing. We believe to the saving of the soul. It's the believing. It's the faith that will save our souls, praise the Lord. The word of God which washes it, it washes us. So we are not called to backslide or doubt. We are called to stand strong in the Lord and keep going forward in Him. Let's go to Proverbs 24 and verse 16. Proverbs 24 and verse 16. This says, "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." So we are that just person. So it's important that as we consider this, by faith we stand, that remember that even if you've had a setback or if you have a setback, don't let that discourage you. Don't let that stop you. You keep going. You get up again. Get up again. "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again." You keep going. You keep going. I'll share this with you. I was listening to a preacher, recording on of a preacher, who said that he considers himself as a faith person to never fail. Never. He never fails. Never. He said, yes, there's been setbacks, but he doesn't class them as failures. He classes them as practice. Practicing your faith. Because when you get the victory, that is the win. Everything up until that point is just practice. So you keep going. You keep practicing your faith. And you'll get the win. You'll get the win. You'll get the victory. So don't be put off by setbacks or if you fall over. Don't get put off by that and stay and go backwards. No. Get up again. Rise up again. Keep going. Consider it as practice. It's all practice. It's practicing your faith, and you keep going until you get that win. And you've got it. It's been promised to you. It's been promised to you. So you keep practicing your faith until the victory is manifested. Keep going. And don't see yourself as failing. Don't class it as a failure. It's not a failure. It's just practice. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. 2 Corinthians 2:14, which says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. So here is the victory, the promise of victory. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. As long as you stay with your feet on the rock and you use what God has given to you as weapons, you stay in Christ, you have the victory. He has caused you always to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. Praise the Lord. So we have been promised triumph, promised victory. It belongs to us. Belongs to us. And 1 Corinthians, let's look at that. 15:57 in 1 Corinthians. 15:57, which says, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, through the Lord who dwells in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. He dwells in us. So thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's look at that again. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no room for failure there. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And let's finish with 1 John 5:4. Which says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even our faith. We are born of God. Anyone who has Jesus Christ as their Saviour, who is a committed Christian, who is living for the Lord, who knows that the Lord Jesus Christ has washed them from sin and they are living for the Lord. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This present evil world, overcome by the born again person who has the victory, has triumph in Christ. And what is the victory? The victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So within us, God has given us the victory, even our faith. Praise the Lord, even our faith. Within your heart, the force that God has given you in your heart. That's how you hold on, and that's how you see the victory manifested, is use your faith. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer and wait upon the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the strength you have given us and the victory that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Saviour and our Lord. Jesus Christ is our Saviour and our Lord. Jesus is our Saviour. And we thank you, Lord, for the abundant blessings as saved people that you've given to us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you and thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us faith in our hearts, helping us to stand in faith. Thank you, Lord.